This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It is a public holiday today in Ireland, St. Stephen's Day, a holiday well-earned, looking at the OECD data here, showing Ireland ahead of the U.S., Germany, and other G7 countries for being productive. My Marketplace BBC colleague Leanna Byrne went to Dublin to see how Irish people are getting so much done.
It's arguably Ireland's most famous brand. With more than 260 years of heritage, Guinness has been brewed here in Dublin's Liberties since 1759. Since then, some things have changed. The brand is now owned by Diageo, the British drinks giant. And while the recipe is the same, Aidan Crowe, director of operations at the St. James's Gate Brewery, says it's always looking to make efficiencies.
Technology has allowed us to be dramatically more efficient by making changes to how we manage things like hot water, steam usage, electricity usage, and so on.
Here, Diageo makes 3.5 million pints of beer a day. That's 1.3 billion pints a year. So how much more efficient can it get?
I think you set goals, maybe 5-year, 10-year goals. But when you get to those milestones, you suddenly discover that the horizon has moved on.
Speaking of horizons, here's a very different one. An office based in a lighthouse. Robin Blandford is chief executive of D4H Technologies.
It's an unusual location. We do software for emergency response teams.
When we talk about productivity, we're also talking about people. Despite the picturesque surroundings, the pandemic led to staff working remotely. Now, D4H hires people across 7 countries. The challenge is to make sure the team delivers while they're spread out.
Productivity, to me, is when we're all pulling in the same direction. As we've become distributed, what we've asked people to do is become part of their communities. You know, stop letting your workplace pick your friends.
As you can guess by my accent, I'm Irish. So does that make me one of the most productive people on the planet? Well, no. Productivity is how much value a worker adds to what they make or do. So how productive you are depends on how much people will pay for the things you create. And you know who makes very high-value products? Tech and pharma multinationals. Here's Emma Howard, economist at the Technological University, Dublin.
If you look at the gross value added for the entire Irish economy, last year the foreign sector accounted for 56% of that. So Google, Microsoft, Pfizer, Meta, formerly Facebook. And so they're producing lots of very high value goods. Also because of our low corporation tax rate, some of those goods, they're intellectual property, right? They're not physical goods. So, you know, some of those may be kind of funneled through Ireland to avail of those lower taxes.
Ireland's latest figures put the country's productivity per hour at 2.5 times the EU average. And when you strip out the foreign sector, it drops. But it's still around a third higher than the average for the bloc. So Irish companies are still helping to drive the economy forward. I'm the BBC's Leanna Byrne for Marketplace.